Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
You don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your man, Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam show. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Yes, I am excited. I am tired. I have had a whirlwind weekend, only to bring you guys probably the biggest this podcast has ever had. Nothing against anyone else. I'm just saying, look, Mr. Garth Brooks will be on this podcast in a matter of minutes. Hell of a weekend. A man who's synonymous with country music, music as a whole. A man who could leave for 18 years, come right back, and leave like, I mean, just get on stage like nothing even happened. Dude, this was a whirlwind weekend. I'm serious when I talk about it. But first, before we get into this great, 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 great podcast, and kick out some time with Mr. Garth Brooks, you gotta pay some bills. I want to say thanks to all the people who went to samshownation.com, clicked the donate button on the homepage and current promotions page. You guys do a lot. I say it every week because I mean it. You guys, I mean, running a podcast isn't exactly the cheapest thing in the world, but you guys put a big dent in server costs, new equipment, equipment enabled for us to go off and do cool things off-site and off-mic and stuff like that, man. So I want to say thank you, guys. And if you want, you know, go to Sam Show. If you haven't already, if you want to do it again, go to samshownation.com. On the homepage of current promotion space, there's a donate button. And give whatever makes you feel like a good person. All of that goes right back into the podcast to make it a bigger, better animal that is this podcast. Well, I can't even do this podcast alone because it was such a big weekend. Tasha's actually setting up her mic. She'll be joining us in a quick second. So if you're at Sam Show Nation right now, and you want to show your love to the podcast, you can scroll over and hit the store and you can get all of our items we have there, whether that be t-shirts, archived episodes, stickers. You guys really love stickers. Or the free iTunes app. It's available right there at samshownation.com. And if you're not an Apple person and you need an app, you can scroll over to the podcast page. We got the apps that you would need, whether that be TuneIn, Stitcher, RSS, if you have a BlackBerry, whatever. We got you. Or you can just listen to the podcast right there at samshownation.com. Got a few ads to read. Then we're going to jump into it. Mr. Garth Brooks, who is promoting his new album, Man Against the Machine, sponsored by Ghost Tunes. Ghost Tunes is a way for artists to have a little bit more control of their music. I mean, not against iTunes or anything like that, but sometimes people want to do things with their music that's great, you know, which fits them. Actually, Mr. Garth Brooks talks about this a little bit more in this podcast, but here we go. We got Ghost Tunes and the album. You can catch at garthbrooks.com, Man Against the Machine. Man Against Machine. I keep saying the for some reason, but Man Against Machine. So it's all here. One of our sponsors today. Let's just get into the Central Nation sponsors, mainly because I am babbling. Quite honestly, man, I still kind of sort of don't believe this is happening. So, anyway, first sponsor is the good folks at Dollar Rent-A-Car. Look, March is a time where people want to get out. March Madness, you want to drive to some of the games. You want to just get out there. You want to do whatever. You're getting ready for spring. We got you covered here at Sam Show Nation. We got a March promotion where you can save 10% on any weekly rental, whether that be compact through premium cars, mid-size SUVs. You can save 10% on your next weekly rental from Dollar Rent-A-Car. All you got to do, go to samshownation.com. On the current promotions page, click the Dollar Rent-A-Car link, and at checkout, put in our promo code MWK, the numbers 1 and the number 0. That is MWK10. You can save 10% on your weekly rentals of anything you do throughout the month of March. So go to samshownation.com, hit Dollar Rent-A-Car, and get yourself a car. Get out there, see your people, see the people you love. Our guest is on tour, so I'm pretty sure somebody rent a car. He's driving all over America, so hopefully use Dollar Rent-A-Car. That'd be awesome. If you went through samshownation.com, click the Dollar Rent-A-Car link, got his car, and at checkout, put in the offer code MWK10. Our second sponsor today are the good folks at Starbucks, which I have been using mainly to get out this podcast because I am tired. And there's a lot. I know week after week when I talk about Starbucks, I talk about the joys of being your own barista by going to samshownation.com, clicking the Starbucks link and order it and having it shipped to your house. But one of the cool things about this, they have a new product out there called Starbucks subscriptions. You can now never go without your favorite Starbucks beverage, even at home. Whether you want the experience of curated subscription or you can create your own personal subscription and save 5% by doing so. You'll never have to worry about not having fresh coffee, tea, or whatever you need at hand. There's a lot of options starting at $24 a month and free shipping on all orders over $75. The only catch is, gotta go through samshownation.com to get that. Now, I am a hazelnut guy. I have got on this podcast and said hazelnut so many times, but via the Starbucks subscription, I have found a new favorite I like, the Starbucks Via Instant Caramel Latte. That's actually pretty good. So go to samshownation.com and get whatever subscription you want. You can personalize it, or they have something already packaged, decorated to your taste. So go to samshownation.com, click the Starbucks link, and start getting your subscription started. Our next sponsor are the good folks at Mangrate. Look, it's March Madness. It's right around the we're at the peak of, we're at the start of March Madness, I should say. And there's a lot of tailgating. I want to tell this for all my grillers out there. Hey, look, Mangrate, restaurants and professional grillers know to use cast iron grates. With Mangrate, you can get the steakhouse quality food too. You can have that too without going to a steakhouse. You can get it at your, you can go in your backyard, wherever you got your grill. You can get steakhouse quality flavor right at your own house, and that's by using Mangrate American-made cast iron grilling grates. They use direct heat, get even heating surfaces where there's no hot spots, sicilian juices. Their patented designs reduce flare-ups. It is once season. Once you get this, you got a non-stick grilling grate. Each grate is about 4 inches wide, 15 inches long. You can place multiple grates side by side for all your cooking, whether you grilling meats, fish, chicken, vegetables, whatever. Go ahead and go to Mangrate.com. And even sweeten the deal, go to SamShowNation.com. Under the current promotions page, click the Mangrate link. And at checkout, put in the offer code JTWS. Just talk with Sam. You get it? JTWS. You can save up to 33% off whatever you purchase from Mangrate. So go to SamShowNation.com. Get your tailgate. Get your tailgate going with the Mangrate. And go put in the offer code JTWS. Save up to 33% off your purchase. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all. Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. And personally, if you're going to click Amazon, I would suggest you get Man Against Machine, by our guest, Garth Brooks. It's right there on Amazon. You were going to go anyway. But let's throw it at, this is a great album. I like it. And one of the places you could get it, you can get it from Ghost Tunes. You can get it from GarthBrooks.com. I would hope so. You get it from GarthBrooks.com. But one place you can get it from is also Amazon. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and get Man Against Machine. They got a lot of good songs on there. Actually, before we get into this podcast, I want to play one of the songs, the opening song, Man Against Machine. And guess where I got this from? I got this from Amazon. Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. So go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. One more time for your mind. Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com on the homepage, current promotions page. Click the Amazon link and get yourself Man Against Machine. So what we're going to do, we're going to play the title track. And when we get back, me and Tasha is going to break down this whirlwind weekend with Mr. Garth Brooks. See you in a few.
Papa, they're waiting just outside my door. This is where I make my stand, cause I can't stand it anymore. Papa, they got no heart and soul. But make no doubt about it, they're the ones that's in control. So prepare yourself for a war unlike you've ever seen. This is Man Against Machine. Machines are down. And in this world of darkness, I can still hear a sound. Piper. That sound tells us apart. 'Cause I'm a machine myself, but I'm one with a working heart. Careful calculations, details drawn down to design. So ready for the bitter or a better bottom line. So no need for matter, man, it's rotten to the core. It's gonna get reminded. Has kicked its ass before. The gloves are up, no love lost between. This war not against the machine.
Okay, yes, we are back from hearing Garth Brooks' songs, Man vs. Machine, the title album of, you guessed it, his new album, Man Against the Machine. Is it Man? Yeah, it's Man Against the Machine, not Man vs. Machine.
In a movie?
Well, shit, it looks like one if you looked at that album cover. He looks kind of a badass in the album
not
cover.
Not like Chris Gaines, right?
This is the, if you wanted to find the polar opposite of Chris Gaines, this is it. But anyway, as always, I'm with my lovely wife and executive producer of the podcast, Tasha. How you doing?
Hey, y'all.
Now, the reason I brought Tasha in is because, yes, this podcast with Garth Brooks is insane.
And to say the least. And if we sound like we're dragging, that's because we had a very long night. There was a good...
And we're going to get into
night,
that.
A very long night.
This night, my ass. This was a weekend. It's a weekend.
It's been a long weekend. So.
But here's what we're going to do. Normally, we're going to switch the podcast up because since it was a long weekend, it's more of a 360 thing. Normally, when we sit down and have a podcast, we usually sit in front of the person. We have a couple of laughs, shoot the breeze a little bit, listen to some songs, especially musical artists, and be on their way. But when you got a guy like Garth Brooks, who is pretty much synonymous with country music, we not the only guys in town who want to sit down and have some time with him. So what we're going to do, we got to set this podcast up. The first part of this podcast is this, what I'm saying right now. This is the first part, us hipping you to what's going on. Our podcast was majority a press conference with a lot of Detroit best and brightest, and we're going to play the press conference as a whole, mainly because I don't want to single myself out, but a lot of the questions that were asked were on my list to ask. Sometimes when you're in a press conference, you got to be a little aggressive. You got to be out there, and I am hanging.
I'm not in press conferences. I had to schedule them. I don't participate. So.
Meanwhile, you send my ass to them.
That's right.
This starts the weekend. Our executive producer, Tasha, sends the email, get it set up to send our...
I sent the email to the proper channels. You don't need to know what they are.
Yeah.
Got Sam the...
press conference.
Be in a press conference.
Which is like the clash of titans of Detroit media. So, what you're going to hear... But what you're going to hear in this press conference is two things. You're going to hear all walks of life of Garth Brooks. You can see what type of human he is. He's just down home. He's just a regular dude until he gets on stage. We'll
so
talk
was
about
he was he Troyal or Garth?
You really going to bring his government name?
I had to.
All right, but either way, we're going to play the press conference. You're going to hear me in the middle of a press conference who midway dominates a press conference. Like, what? The dude from Channel 7 is still heated at me. I mean, nothing but love go to Stephen Clark, but he was...
He'd be all right.
Oh, my God. Like, you wasn't in that room. He was firing some daggers at me.
I wasn't there. I was at home.
Yeah.
Being my executive producer, so...
Now, you originally sent two people.
Well, no, the part one, it was originally.
Yeah, all right, part one, but we'll get into that. So, what we're going to do, we're going to play the press conference as a whole. And if you listen, you will hear a up and coming young podcast host get in there and turn that whole room around.
So what this looks like you as a journalist? Like for real now?
I am like the, yeah, I am sort of, I am media. I don't think I'm a journalist per se, but yeah, I'm hanging with them. I'm just like, well, here it is. Listen to this listen to this press conference on the podcast, and you can decide for yourself. So here we go, the press conference as a whole.
Hello.
Are we ready to go?
We are ready.
Okay.
Garth Brooks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Welcome to Detroit. we've been lucky enough to have a situation rise up in Sacramento where we need the second on sale. That second on sale is going to be in about 25 minutes. So if we're in the middle of this or in the middle of one-on-ones, I might ask for a little 15-minute window to go check that and come right back. I appreciate your patience on that. Sorry, we just didn't plan on this. So we never do really much of an opening statement. I'm better than talking with you than talking at you. Ready. This is a great, great place to play. Great market. And some of my fondest memories on the road happened in this city from the very first gig on. So this is going to be fun. You guys are pumped. They're ready. And can't wait to get out the sound check and check out the if you wouldn't mind, though, if you wouldn't mind just asking questions that would make you feel a lot more comfortable, you can tell I'm not very comfortable. But when you do, if you'd introduce yourself so I know who we're talking to.
Okay. Dr. Don, WYCD, Detroit.
How are you doing?
Walk me through that first time that you came to Detroit, biggest number of people that you had ever played for, your first time in Detroit. Walk me through that whole experience.
Well, I just remember somebody in the stage was really, really hot. You could see people out, and the thing, it was cold. I remember the piano tuner getting about halfway through the piano and the guy going, "We're on." So there. So Dave Gant, the guy that was playing piano then, is playing piano now. But I just noticed he went out and just slid his piano bitch over the right side of the piano and just stayed on that, you know, all day long. It was cool. I remember looking back and seeing Kathy Mattea. Her jaw was dropped because I don't think she'd ever seen someone like us. I get really excited, unfortunately, when I play. And I think that was the first taste of it. And then I got to watch George Jones that night from my hotel room. I had a hotel room that looked at old plaza. And I got to see him cry like a baby on the whole time he played. So great day for me, great memory for me. I was actually with the basic seven guys that cut all the records. So it was cool. Studio Cats, it wasn't. It wasn't the guys you'll see tonight, other than Dave Gant, who was a piano player. Yes, sir.
So, Carl, Stephen Clark with Channel 7 of XYZ TV. Why come back now after 13 years off? Weren't you kind of getting used to leisure?
being a dad's the greatest gift on the planet. It's a wonderful thing. But once your babies leave, I guess I got so much into being a dad, once your babies leave, I didn't have a job. Kind of weird. As the house went from three girls to two, it really wasn't much of a difference. But when it went from two to one, it was like a morgue around there. And I felt bad for our youngest because she knew I still wanted to hang around with Dad, and she was ready to go off too. So it was one of those things where I finally pulled Ms. Sherwood over and I said, "Hell, I don't know what I want to do. I've got all this time, and I'm not a guy that's good with time on my hand." And she said, "What would you think about playing music again?" I couldn't believe it was her. I said, "You kidding me? They're never going to let me back in, but if they would, I'd take it in a heartbeat." And we've been very lucky so far.
Will they let you back in?
I don't know. We'll see. The touring world, I think I'm going to, I don't want to be whatever it is, but I feel welcome in the touring world. I mean, they've made me feel really good so far. Music world, we'll see, and then the industry, we'll see after that. But right now, we're just on the fringe of all this. Yes, sir.
Max White, WSYC. First of all, welcome back to Detroit.
Thanks, Matt.
It's been 18 years since you were here. What can fans who have seen you before and fans who haven't seen you before start your show?
Well, the cool thing about today is versus in the 90s is a lot of the data, everybody has data mining. That's just what we can collect data. So Ticketmaster probably is one of the best at it. And so they're telling us between 43% and 48% people buying tickets half the arena. We're either 10 years old or not born yet when we tour last. So, yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. So it's cool to see the faces that you hoped you would remember seeing from playing before. And then it's great to see the other half that, you know, we're too young then. But the crazy thing is, both halves know every word, every verse, every song, which is cool. We stopped the show in Atlanta. Forgive me, I've told the story a thousand times. We stopped the show in Atlanta because this little girl on the right, the Garth shirt she was wearing was older than she was. I knew that shirt. I knew when we had it out, and I could tell she wasn't that old. And it turned out it was her dad's. And we stopped the show and just had a conversation. So it's cool. It's cool to see them show up, and it's cool to get to now introduce them to things like swing, which I'm not sure a lot of younger kids know when it comes to country music. Get that immersed in swing. So it's good to do that. You know, you've got that kind of a whatever it is on your shoulders that you need to educate these kids on what your country music was, and they'll educate you on what their current country music was. Yes, ma'am.
How did you decide to do all the ticket prices for the same price for the whole arena?
First of all, your name?
Danelle,
I'm sorry. We've never done what's called a tier or a golden circle. For one simple reason, forgive me, I'm going to get emotional, it break my heart. If I went to a concert and my kid said, hey, how come we're not sitting down there? And I said, we can't afford it. That would break my heart to tell my kid that. But now they say, how come we're not sitting down there? It's luck of the draw. You just put it in, and if you get down there, you get down there. If you don't, you don't. And it's cool. So my job is to make them not even go care about down there. What my job is to make them feel like they're the only person on the earth. They make me feel like I'm the only guy. So that's our job when we go out. So that, and people have been very sweet to talk about the ticket price, saying that comparatively, but let's face it, that's a lot of money. That's a ton of money. And you never go alone. Double it. Here comes, if you're going to bring your kids, double that. If you don't, babysitter. Let's talk about it. You want to go to dinner. And you're going to get here. If you're going to park, you want to buy a shirt or a beer. I mean, this night gets totally out there. So we feel it's our responsibility that when someone that comes to see us play walks out of here, they look at that ticket and they go, you know what? Those guys come back and pop. That's the kind of thing. Yes, sir.
Contest on Magazine of Country Music. I interviewed you in 89 at the Fox. You had opened up for Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
I thought you were a comedy actor tonight.
So kidding. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyhow, back in the day, thank God, of course, for your success and to have the break. But you also, when you had the Bluebird Cafe, there were 7 people auditioning right. That night when Lynn Schultz came up. And you took the second place, and you said you didn't know who the person who was supposed to fill that second chair that you went ahead and replaced. Did you ever find out who that person in the second
Ralph
chair
Murphy. Was? Ralph Murphy. Great songwriter, great Canadian. Just went to the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. He's a good guy, sweet guy, but it's Ralph Murphy. And if you know Ralph, he's always late, so that was a blessing.
Did he end up coming or talking to you about it?
Me and Ralph, we were friends before and after, so I knew him before and knew him after. I just didn't realize that was Ralph Murphy's spot when I told that story. Yeah.
Okay, another one quick question.
Yep.
Your mom, Colleen, did you ever get a chance to do a duet with her? Because you were talking about doing it in 1990.
No, we never did, but the great thing about technology is she made records. So that's not out of the...
I know she worked with Patsy Cline, Patsy Cline back in the 50s.
Yeah, that was Louisiana.
One more question. Yes. Did your niece was with you at the time? That I interviewed you. I think
okay.
It was your niece. Is she in entertainment now, or is she using another name or anything? Or
I'm trying to think who that would be.
That's your niece, your wife, and you were there.
Now I'm trying to think of any niece that I would have had at that age, because I've only got one niece, and it might have been, well, it would have been Sandy, because she doesn't have a niece, so I'll think on that. I'll get back to you on that. Yes, sir.
Hey, Sam McClain, Just Talk With Sam podcast. I got one question. You guys, well, I have many questions, but I don't want to eat up everyone's time. But you've been noted to say about this tour that you're making the 90s tour look small in comparison. My question is, how? You were big. I mean, it was crazy. You are synonymous with country music. Your name, period.
Very sweet. And thank you for this chance, Sam. I'm not making this tour. I'm not making the 90s tour look small. The attendance is making the 90s tour look small. When we came out, we said if we do 50% of what we did in the 90s, we would feel good. Well, the average on sale is about 130% right now of what we did in the 90s. It was crazy. Just wonderful. Lucky enough to get an attendance record here as well. So we've got two cities that so far on the story that we did not break the attendance record on. And both of those attendance records were held by us in the 90s. So I guess if you have to lose to somebody, damn it. that's a fun thing. So I don't think it's us that's making this tour bigger than the 90s was, but I think it's the people that show up. And I got to tell you, I don't know how they're doing it, because in the 90s I thought they were loud. But this stuff here, and I don't know how they do it here, because now they've got an iPhone in one hand, and they've got a beer that is this size in the other, and you're wondering how the hell they clap them, how are they getting so loud? But usually, it's the craziest thing.
I usually put my beer on my knees so I can clap.
That's because you're sitting. These people won't sit. It'll amaze you, man. These people are crazy. Thank God.
Don't want to waste a good beer.
Yes. That's the only thing is the voice. You know, the fat ass, I'll get over that. People will let me be me, but the voice, I haven't been able to run through a city yet where it didn't disappear. And thank God that people can see the kind of step in for me. Okay, we'll sing for you if it's that's what they do. So, but this one is going to be kind of different. Detroit is the first one where we've actually had three take off and have three. I mean, we were lucky enough to get two weekends here. So this is really, so I'm hoping that the show quality itself, as far as the voice, is the best of any city.
Are you going to hear what Motown tonight?
Problem is, I'm the squarest, quietest guy on the planet. You know? So doing anything Motown is pretty much out of my league. We'll see. Yes,
sir. Gary Graff here from Billboard. It's a different world now. Last time you toured, there's different sounds of country music, and the business is different. How are you feeling about that? Adapting to that?
Which one you want to take on?
Either one.
The sounds progress. That's what they do. They reflect off other music. So now we have drum loops and stuff. That's cool. So we had big rock guitars, you know, from the 70s and 80s and the 90s country. And then Jason Aldean now has brought a whole different level to big guitars in country music, which I think is a good thing. The business, we could go on for hours about. Business is tough. The business, you know, were you around in the 90s in the music business? Well, then you knew content was king. Right now, technology is king. That's tough. Because in music and entertainment, content should always 100% be king. But right now, the tail swag, the dog.
We'll talk a little about what you're going to do with Ghost Tunes and how you're going to keep developing that.
Well, you just, with Ghost Tunes, what you do is you just try and do what's right. And what's right is whatever the copyright owner wants to do with their music, they do it. If they want to give it away, give it away. If they want to sell singles, sell singles. If they want to sell albums, sell albums. Concept, whatever, it's their stuff. We're lucky to be a bridge between the people that make music and the people that consume it. We feel very lucky. There are other companies that make you feel lucky. That's a little tough. Because for me, content still is going to be king. And if content's king, great content is Elvis. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the big bomb there. So just like to see it get back to that. I don't know if we ever will, but that's what I'd like to see for music's sake. Yes, sir.
Todd Joliker, 100% Rock.
Todd?
You talk about content being king. So true, especially in a live setting. You set the standard for a country show. You took a rock show, you took what you loved, and put it on stage with you. How are you going to keep that energy and that feeling alive coming back?
You'll see, music is timeless for one. And the energy that comes from music is timeless. And the people that come to see it, when those two energies meet, then you're going to look around. I promise you, I've been to more Garth Brooks shows than anybody else. 5 minutes into this thing, you'll be going. It'll just be the audience to watch. There's something that happens. They come here, it's a love fest. They come here. They come here to have fun. And they're the only person in the building. You'll see people tonight singing like you would not believe. Just, and you go, I would never guess that person. They're totally unforgiving. They know they come here. They know it's fair game. Come here, have fun. Raise your voice. That's the way you do. So that energy kind of provides itself. And again, I can only show you once you see it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Your tour's been going on for 6 months now. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel fantastic. This is my wife's worst nightmare right here. Is she goes, you know, someone said, how long do you want to tour? I said, till I get tired. I've never, ever got to go till I get tired in music. And this year we rolls her eyes and goes, oh my God, that'd be never. Because she knows I'm having the best time. And I feel like in the 90s I was a gracious person. I mean, if that means grateful. I feel like I didn't take things for granted. But there's something about getting to do it again that makes you 1,000 times more grateful than you've ever been. You look around the stage, you see the guys you've been playing with. We'll introduce all of them individually tonight, and you know, we'll start with the rookie, affectionately called the rookie, because he's been with us the shortest term, and this past November was our 20th year together. So you look at these guys, and you realize how grateful they are, too. You can see it in their face. So again, once you see them get out there and get hooked up, it's a beautiful thing to watch. Yes, sir?
Talking to Dallas from MLive.com.
Hey, John.
Thinking back to those 90s when you played a lot of cities in Michigan, not just Detroit,
right.
Small towns, county fairs, and so forth. Do you have any memories from those early shows in Michigan and anything that sticks out over the years?
Oh, sure, man, all of them. East Lansing is a fantastic place for us to play, and that's been all for us. We even went up, you know, to the UP up there and played a little county fair. They're just fantastic. So this is just a great, great market. They know their music here, and they seem very appreciative, which I love. And, you know, just to make sure you guys know, we have the 200-mile, 6-month kind of rule we're trying to apply to this tour, making each city its own destination. That's why no cities are announced. That's why you're not going to see, okay, if he's in Detroit, that means he's going to be in East Lansing next week. He's at Rouse. It makes each city a destination, hopefully a party. It makes it a place to come in, fly in. If you're going to come see, bring your daughter. Hey, we're going to have a daughter weekend. And we're going to fly into Detroit. We're trying to make sure that the city and the arena become this host site for people that are traveling to make it an event. But just because of that, don't rule out East Lansing. Don't rule out other places, around here. Because this is a fun, fun way to spend your days, and I can't find enough places to play.
It's true. One just quick follow-up.
Yes, sir.
I know you're an emotional person.
Yes, sorry.
when this tour started in Chicago, how many times have you kind of just lost it?
Lost it today. I've sat here walking. First of all, the building here has, when you walk backstage, there's a big-ass sheet. I mean, it's bigger than me. Sit right there. 20 feet down the thing, it's a big-ass A. And here it comes. G, A on this banner. Or I'm sitting here, and I'm cool. I feel good. I'm like, this is very sweet of them. Where I lose it, right around the corner, starts T, R, I, and I lost it. That's it. It's very sweet. Sometimes when you're celebrity couples, whenever in the cooking world I get lost, I'm like, great cook. Just kidding. In music, because the tour is so large, the other person in this couple that has more Grammys and is by far more talented sometimes gets lost. Mm. And to see that this building in this town reflected here. I saw a pamper. I lost blood. I feel great. Oh. Yes,
I'm actually letting people on Facebook ask questions.
Okay.
So Chelsea Steigerwall wants to know, because Trisha's a wonderful cook, has she ever whipped up something that didn't turn out so well? And if so, what was it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been some pans thrown down the hallway. And they were full where they were from. The thing with her is, I call her Seabiscuit, which everyone goes, oh my God, you just call your wife a horse. She's Seabiscuit. If you're singing next to her, she's going to size you up and then she's going to blow you away. If she's cooking, if she gets beat, she's going to, it's 11 o'clock at night, honey, I'm going to the grocery store, but she's going to try again, even if she has to. She gets, and that's what I love about her. She's very competitive with herself and with all that she does. So yeah, she's had some things that didn't turn out great, but ended up being fantastic, because that's who she is. Yes, sir.
Guy Gordon, WPIP-TV. What's next? You've got this incredible tour. You've satisfied the question about whether or not the demand is there. What about the supply looking down the horizon?
God, what is next is to continue. That's what's next, is to get this 24/7 for as long as you want. That's what it is, because that's never happened in our business. There's nobody that has gone as long as they wanted to and got to leave on their terms. It just never did. Either like some of the greatest bands in the world either broke up, or someone's died in them, or an artist's life has been cut short, or the industry throws you out. But never ever do you get to go and do whatever you want, you know, unless you're Frank Sinatra. And I think that's what you want, is that's what's next, is trying to do this on your own terms, which, with the business, doing what it is, doing it on your own terms, it's a hell of a ride right now. It's tough. Yes, sir.
Following up on the Trisha questions, what's it like now you're an empty nester? You're out there celebrating this comeback with Trisha by your side every night. What, I mean, that's got to feel crazy.
Fantastic. Now, know that when we started touring, Sandy and I were married. We didn't have cell phones. So I wasn't much of a partner to her. I'd go 3 or 4 days without contacting her out the road. You'd find a payphone loose somewhere. And talk for 3 minutes, and that was it. So the guilt kind of sets in early. Then when they hand you your first child, now the guilt really starts to set in, because your parents were there at everything you ever did. Whether you played the game or sat on the bench, they were there. So that gets into your soul and your spirit. So eventually you have to just walk away. Raise your kids, go through a divorce, and lose your mom all in the same year. It's tough for me. But now coming back, the kids are now on their own lives in college. They'll text me every now and then. That's the only way to hear from them. And you're touring with the love of your life. So right now, it could be better. Not on wood. Thank God.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, I got one more. It's been reported that you recently jumped on social media. You have welcomed it full. I mean, you have become a bit of a techie in the last few years with Ghost Tunes and social media, whatever. One thing I want to know as far as social media, was that more your wife or kids pulling you into the digital age, or was it just something you just felt you needed to do?
No, I think it was the industry, my own people going, you need to get into this, whether you want to or not. And the truth is, you're scared of anything you don't know. It's just what we do. Once you got in it, you realize, holy cow, this just eliminated all the walls between me and the people that allowed me to be an artist. Now, dude, now my wife's going, are you ever going to stop doing that? Because I said, Twitter is my favorite, because it's just instant back and forth. Facebook, it was great. During that day, they said, Twitter's more like the moment, Facebook's more like the day. I feel him saying that right there. Do I understand that? No, but I'm getting to understand it. So Facebook is a little more of the bigger stories. Twitter, I like that one-on-one stuff. When someone says, hey man, I'm out here at Road 12, whatever, and you click right back on, just got out of the shower, I'm getting dressed, I can't wait to get out there, and then you get an OMG, I can't believe you replied, and it's just so much fun back and forth. That's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, what?
It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock?
Yes, okay. Yes.
If you guys will give me, if for those that can't stay, I totally understand. If you guys will give me 10 minutes, 15 minutes, hopefully.
And we're back. Yes. So you got a chance to hear the press conference. That is what a press conference is with Mr. Garth Brooks. And like I said, down to earth, you heard him say he had to take a little bit of a leave, and then he'll get back with us. Now, here's what happened afterwards. After that, he talked to us for 2 minutes directly. And then you get a chance to hear, like, because, you know, Stephen Clark, he was a little pissed at me. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know if you saw the daggers and me making jokes about beer at a Garth Brooks concert is one other thing. But, yeah, hey, it is what it is. You heard the press conference. If you didn't, please rewind it. You can hear it again. But I got 2 minutes with Mr. Garth Brooks, and he was super nice. And here's what we talked about starting now.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it. Hug your babies. Okay.
Garth, this is Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank
you. All right. Got a few questions. For starters, like I've seen you in a Larry King interview. You were,
yes.
You said during your writing, you usually pull from the darker side of things. Other than on the album, other than the song Cold Like That, it's pretty upbeat. Are you still pulling from that darker side of things?
If you noticed, I didn't write that much on this album. So the stuff I got to put my hand in was Man Against Machine, which can get pretty damn dark in the lyric there. She's Tired of Boys, which is my favorite kind of darkness, just. And then trying to think of the like Rodeo and Juliet. Yeah, that was very upbeat. So, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there that had a great feel to it, a great lift to it, and probably just in my time of life right now, it's probably what I want to focus on is the positives. So that might explain it. I'm not sure.
Okay, and to make it a little bit lighter, you are a movie buff.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar's right around the corner. Do you have any favorite movies? Do you see some you're into?
The cool thing is, you're on this Oscar program where they send you the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see all the ones that's up for, Film of the Year and all this stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. We just saw American Sniper, which was
so good.
Unbelievable. Bradley Cooper. My wife, that night, and my wife, anything she gets, then she's got to eat it up. So she gets home that night. I'm dead tired, and she pulls up some old interviews of the real guy.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I'm hearing him talk, and I can't tell the difference between Bradley Cooper and him.
Mm.
So that makes me kind of like the movie Ray, which killed me. The study and the hours that put in,
mm-hmm.
This Cooper guy put in the study and the hours on this cat because they're identical.
I got one more. No spoilers. You can. I know this is an audio medium, so you can do a head nod or whatever. No one's going to know. Any Chris Gaines cameo this tour?
No.
Oh,
no.
You did. Okay.
For one, I'm about 50 pounds heavier than Chris was. I'd have to lose some more weight again. But no, my ribs are still sore from getting the shit kicked out of me for doing it the first time. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, Garth.
Sam. Appreciate it. Okay.
And we're back. Like I said, it was 2 minutes. It's pretty quick, but I got a chance to sit down and talk with them. Now, here's where things go crazy. Like, if it isn't crazy enough that a man who's a king of country music is on this podcast to do just that much. He already qualified himself as a guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where things go batshit crazy. Now, this is not my story to tell. After that press conference, I talked with him and I said, yes, I do have tickets to go see his show. But like I said previously, it was two people.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, executive producer of the podcast, mm-hmm. love of my life, insert compliment here.
Sexy.
All right, whatever.
Oh, or whatever.
Remember, it was two people.
Garth thought so.
We'll get into that in a second. But we got to tell this story. Now, this should be the end of the podcast right now. Correct. Are you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But it kept going. Now, the second person is good friend of the podcast, good friend of us, Mr. Ike Allison Lewis Jr., the third Esquire. Now, here's what you don't hear. He himself has a story with this because he is the second person. Because his story kind of follows up
mm-hmm.
what just happened. I am not at liberty to give that story right now. But I tell you what, you can't hear that story. You can hear that from our good friends at The Real Sports Podcast. And you can hit them up at realsportspodcast.com. You can hear his side of the Garth Brooks, Joik Bell.
You didn't even mention why Joik Bell was there.
See, that's his story. That's his side of the story.
You still can lead the people into it.
We have our own Joik Bell thing, but
fine.
That's all them. That's all realsports.com. So visit where you can hear him on a weekly basis. Chuck, Ike, Jack, and Matt do a hell of a job at Real Sports Podcast. And, you know, cheap plug, if you're coming to the live show, you can see a live Real Sports Podcast right before the 5th anniversary of Sam Show Nation. You know, Just Talking with Sam Podcast, you know. Technically, my ass, they are a part of Sam Show Nation. They are a part of this nation. So, yeah, why not? They're good dudes.
Oh, yeah.
They're good dudes. So, either way, in our orbit, that is, I use the word orbit, that is Sam Show Nation. Yeah, they're in there. They're like Mars, right? That's the closest planet to Earth, right?
I don't know.
All right. I know. We just got on a tangent. I'm trying to roll with it. I'm trying to roll with this tangent. But either way. Now, here's, when you go listen to Real Sports, you can connect the dots here, because after the Ike story from Real Sports, that's when we jump in again. You know, Just Talking with Sam Podcast, Sam Show Nation, all as a whole. But either way, this is where we jump back in, because, yes, I did have upper deck, like, upper deck tickets.
I call it, that's like way...
We would have been seeing...
Literally in the upper room.
Marbles of Garth Brooks. But Mr. Garth Brooks said, no can do. He can't go for that. I know that's not a song, but...
I'm sure he heard the song.
Either way. He said, no, I got friends in low places. He was talking about me.
So you admit you're in a low place.
Oh, compared to Garth Brooks? Oh, fuck yeah. So he says, holla at my people, yada yada splee. Now this is where our evening takes off. This is where we at, 6 p.m.?
This had to have been around
3 to 6 p.m. This is where we are. Now we have to do the time lapse, because we want you to go to Real Sports to hear Ike's portion of the story, because now that's the missing time that you're missing.
Right.
So now we're at 6 p.m. yesterday.
Okay.
Where we get in the car, we have to go to Will Call to pick up the gift that Mr. Garth Brooks left for us. And he left us a pretty good gift. I mean, well, we had to go through some stuff to get there. Parking, we had to go through.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. If you stay in Detroit and you knew everything that was going on in Detroit on yesterday, you know what we're talking about. The people mover, like, it was looked like a New York subway. A people mover is our little transit system downtown. It's a monorail, but it's above. It's hoisted up.
No, you're right. It's a monorail.
Yes, but it's not.
It's an aerial monorail.
So, and it's hoisted up, and it's on tracks above everything.
Everything downtown Detroit. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, so we had to park at Greektown. Greektown is one of our little things downtown. If you're not from Detroit,
just Google
Greektown.
Downtown Detroit. You can figure all this out.
I know what you hear on the news and whatnot, but Detroit is actually very beautiful.
It is a bustling metropolis.
Yes, it is. Anywho, we had to hustle and bustle. I don't like parking on the street when I'm downtown. I have to park in the parking structure or a lot. That's one thing about me. I do not like parking on the street, because everybody know Meter Maids. Parking on the street is a thirst trap for meter maids.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, parking enforcement.
No, meter maids. No, don't give them the credit. You not give them the credit, man. They are not real cops, dog. Cops solve crimes. Cops get out
there. They solve parking crimes.
No, they have not. I have yet to see one solve a real.
Anywho, so I already have a pet peeve
with Yeah, parking on the street.
I'm sorry,
because
y'all. I'll be out because I'm tired.
Yeah.
I have a pet peeve of parking on the street. Downtown Detroit. I don't really park on the street, period. But anywho, so we parked on the street. We were trying to figure out, all the meters were broken that day. None of them were working or taking change or money or anything. So we chanced it and said, let's just go. We're going to go and chance it. We walked to the people mover station, got on the people mover. We were literally titty to breast, titty
oh,
to
yeah.
back.
Oh, we were
chest
packed.
Chest to chest.
We were sardines.
Butt to butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were sardines in a small packed crimped can.
Oh, man, it sucked,
was
man.
The people mover.
And then
I'm thinking we were late. as we were walking in, we're trying to figure out where we see. First, we had to go to Will Call, get the tickets.
Yeah.
Then it was
great
like,
tickets.
Oh, the guy. Okay, I'll get to that in a second. We go to the door. Sam was like, "Well, do you have tickets for Sam McClain?" The guy was like, "Well, yes, I do."
Yeah, that was weird having someone just so ready to hand me tickets. I was like, he was like, "Well, yes, I do. We've been talking about you." That's the look he gave me. Like,
if you pick up tickets from Will Call, usually they're in a filing system with Will Call.
Yeah,
not in the envelope. They have them separated by your name.
There was a dude holding a special envelope.
I'm getting to that.
We've been talking about you for the last couple of hours.
Who is this guy?
Hell is this guy?
So anywho, like I said, the tickets weren't filed in like ABC order like they usually are. Will Call. They were in an envelope with green writing that says Sam McClain on them. Sam shows them the his ID, we get the tickets, go through all of the security checks, because, yes, they don't, you just can't.
Well, you can't just walk into Garth Brooks. I mean, who knows?
So we go in there, we go to one car, and they was like, "Oh, no, your tickets, you're all the way down there. Go through this door, get down there." And the lady starts leading us down further and further and further. Next thing I know, we're on the floor. So I'm like, okay, we're going to sit back here. Nope. She keep going. I know what the ticket said we were in the fourth row, but...
Okay, first of all, when you see fourth row, you immediately, my brain, I don't know what's up with my brain, but I'm like, all right, whatever. There's several fourth rows here. No, we were the fourth row.
Like, stage.
That's it. It's the stage, row,
and
us.
I don't know if you can go to the Sam Show Nation page. I don't know if we have, do we post pictures?
You can go on our Facebook page. All of those, no Zoom was used in those pictures.
No, that's how close.
That's how close we were.
No, I like country music, but
I'm down with country.
I love country music.
Hell, because Daniel Harrison and $2 Highway was on last week.
Yeah, country music tells stories that, girl, let me touch your body. That stuff don't tell. So if you like listen to the words of country, the country music is like a chronological story of events that's happening put to music. If you really, really listen to it, it's kind of like theater to me.
If you don't know a very good example of this, I think I can say it now. I'm a close personal friend, Garth Brooks. Listen to the song on Man Against the Machine. That album is called Fish. I actually learned a little bit about myself in the song Fish. It's a deep cut. I don't think he's going to play this in concert. Maybe if you chant it. But, hey, it is what it is. He got a lot of stops on this tour. So, who knows?
Yeah. Mind you, the tour ends next. He's doing six shows.
Ends my ass. No, he's just taking a small.
Oh, no. The show, he's not doing a full week. He's doing 6 days over. Six shows over two nights.
Two weeks.
So this, we went yesterday.
Yesterday is the.
And which is Saturday.
Which means a show. We're recording this.
He does
this.
Two shows on the Saturday and one on the Friday.
There you go. He'll be back.
He did three shows this week, and he'll be back.
Well, by the time this posts, it'll be over. But please go to GarthBrooks.com and look up these shows, because he's coming to a city near you, obviously. I mean, because, like what he said.
I've been to some
concerts. Hold on, wait. What he said in the press conference is he does shows in a 200-mile radius. So I'm guessing he's moving west. So please, by the time you listen to this, go to GarthBrooks.com. You can see where he's at.
And I don't care if you say, I don't listen to country music. I don't listen to
It's a great show. But hold on. Let's get to it. When we finally get to our seats. Now, if you listen to the Real Sports Podcast, this should be no surprise to you. It was a direct surprise to me. If you listen, we get there, and there's the usher who's sort of kind of have to move someone out of my seats a little bit. It's Mr. Joik Bell.
His lovely girlfriend. I don't know. I don't want to.
Lovely date.
His lovely companion.
Lovely date. To see some Garth Brooks. And I may have scared the shit out of Joik Bell.
Yeah, you did. Kinda.
Because the first thing he says, he extends his hand, shakes my hand, and I'm like, I'm down with Dap, with Joik Bell. But here's what I said to him immediately. Oh, shit, you're Joik Bell. That's first line of dialogues. Oh shit, you're Joik Bell. Although lobbying for him to become a part of my fantasy football team next year. First line of dialogue. Oh shit, do you know who you are? You are Joik Bell. And then he moves aside. He sits next to us. And we, my wife and the Bells. I can say that.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who this lady was, but the Bells. I'm giving her a benefit of the doubt. Can we give her a benefit of the doubt?
Fine.
All right. Joik, if I am wrong, please feel free to come on the Just Talk With Sale podcast and correct me if I am wrong.
Wow.
Please, there's an open mic waiting on you. If I am wrong, please correct me. But his lovely companion, can we watch some Garth Brooks? No, that right there should be phenomenal.
That right there sounds far-fetched.
It does. It does sound far-fetched. But here's where it gets better. We're in the middle of enjoying ourselves. Tasha with the storybook of country music. Me, I am enjoying a concert because, Garv, if you were looking for it, goddammit, you still got it. Like, though, that 18 years you took off, mm-hmm. That was, you didn't miss a step. So, in the middle of two pina coladas, he's like just rushing through the hits. And I don't mean it in a way where, oh, he's just hurrying up in time. I mean, he's going through the hits because he knows his audience. He knows what people want to see. He knows what. So he starts singing two pina coladas. Everyone likes that song. Technically, it is a deep cut in the hits category of Garth Brooks. But, hey, whatever. It was a hit song, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of, you know what? Can't take it from you. In the middle of two pina coladas, what happened?
He said, hi, Tasha. Oh, he said, hey, Tasha.
He worked your
name.
He
worked at me. I wish I could get it. I know it might sound far-fetched.
It does.
It should sound far-fetched.
But take it up with 5,000, at least 5,000 people in the Joe that night. He worked my wife's name in the middle of two pina coladas. Now, after me and you celebrated at high five.
More than 5,000 people. That was over 10,000 people.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably
more than that. But either way.
Mind you, the stat, you have to, I don't want to say Google Garth Brooks' stage setup.
It was in the round. It was in the round.
But it's a round setup, and it's like platforms and stuff, and it's just, I'm going to say this now, it was the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
Yes.
He's in the top five for me. Top 10.
He's in
top 10 with me. Close personal friend.
You've seen Prince, so.
Yeah,
I mean,
Prince. Yeah, Prince hanging on, man. Because I keep seeing some better and better shows. Prince hanging on to that top spot, but you are hanging on.
I'm trying to Google it now.
Now that we do that, we're in the middle of Garth. We're all in the Garth magic. And a song that he did on the pod that we talked about a little bit off mic. If you listen to Real Sports, I know this is like a plug from our boys at Real Sports, but if you listen to Real Sports, that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really my story to tell, but talking about people loving people, that actually should apply over there in Real Sports. If you listen to that podcast, you can see where this story comes up. And he does the hit that he did at, I think, the American Music Awards, mm-hmm. People Loving People, a song I've driven Tasha crazy with because I love that song. Hey, man, get some machine, man. Why don't you get it? It's on Amazon. You go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and get Man vs. Against the Machine. I mean, Man Against the Machine, because that's what I did. But either way, People Loving People.
I mean, Garth was fooling. He was doing his whole concert. He was climbing up on the
Trump
thing.
Enjoying the concert more than we are.
This is a 50-something year old man who is not a skinny man.
He covered that in the with the whole Chris Gaines. He totally covered that. And he does his speech. He was like, I'm not really, shoving new music down your throat, or I'm not a political guy. And then he kind of points to me a little bit. And was like, I think you'll enjoy this. Now, Some people were like, he just pointing to whatever. But if you listen to Real Sports Podcast, that was a signal I would say to myself, because we talked about that in depth, like people loving people. He was like, hey, I don't know if I, you know, want to do that song. We're testing out on tour. And I looked at him. And I'm using air quotes, my close personal friend. I'm Stephen A. in this thing. Stephen A. Scott. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith. Sorry. Why do I keep saying Scott? Stephen A. Smith, this whole thing. But we did talk about that song a little bit. And if he did it, cool. We also talked about Long Neck Bottle because of my sister-in-law, and I'd be damned if he didn't close the show with that. It was
he
awesome.
He did two encores.
Yes, he did. It was awesome. And then in mid-concert, we're thinking the usher comes up and was like, okay, I'm thinking this is it. After
saying like, oh Lord, they're going to lose.
This is it. They're kicking us out. This is what he had. We talked about this. He fulfilled his end of the engagement. We are going back to our nosebleed seats. No, ma'am. This usher moved us over because we had another person in the party of fourth row. Fourth row, at this point, was a fucking party.
You're talking about
Mr. Jim Harbaugh.
Well, no, he was not in our row. Don't say he was in our row.
What do you call it?
No, he was not. He was sitting with the ushers because I guess he wanted to sit a little closer.
But he hung out right there in fourth row
but
with us.
But he hung out. No, he was not. He was sitting like.
Oh, wait.
Let me make this clear.
Let me make this clear. He was in fourth row because she told me to scoot over, but he used his lanyard. He stayed for like one or two songs. Then he used that lanyard to go backstage.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't really sit with us, but I was moved over.
He was
over.
Right there. I'm like, is that?
No, I knew exactly who that was. So he sat with us in fourth row for Thunder Rolls. And I don't remember the song after Thunder Rolls. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I was, you know what? After thinking about it, I may have been the reason why he left. Because I stared at him like, dude, try to make contact.
Dude, that was like, dude.
Dude, seriously. Seriously. I tried to make contact with him, try to engage in conversation, but I didn't have enough balls to just tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, how you doing? I'm Sam. I just stared at him creepily. Maybe creepily. Because I don't remember that second song after Thunder Rolls. And I'm like, make eye contact with me. Him and his wife. His wife was on the other side. It was me and Jim Harbaugh. Ironically enough, not wearing khakis. He did not wear khakis.
No, he didn't have
no.
khakis.
No, look, first of all, are you aware this sounds like a fever dream at this point?
Yeah, it does. It sounds very
it
crazy.
Sounds very far-fetched.
But it's not. We wouldn't lie to y'all.
We wouldn't lie to you guys. And you got two podcasts to choose from. And both podcasts are telling the same story.
Well, Ike's story
differs. But it matches with what we're saying.
I get that.
Because he can only talk from his own personal experience. So, after the concert, he just 3 straight hours. He kicked ass for 3 straight hours. And, hey, whoa. Trisha Yearwood, let's not short her.
Oh, no, definitely not.
She comes on stage.
I'm telling Sam, like, I know she made some biscuits and some fried chicken. Because
because she works on Food Network.
Look, she got Trisha's Southern Kitchen. That's like one of my favorite cooking shows. And that woman knows she be cooking.
So you not focus on Trisha Yearwood, the Grammy Award winning artist.
Oh no, I like Trisha Yearwood.
You're not focusing on I focused in on that.
I understand what you're focused in on.
Yeah. But you went straight Food Network.
I just want some biscuits or something.
Okay, first of all, we did not have one of those lanyards. Hey, first of all, I'm not complaining.
I'm not either.
Where we were and where we are, that was two total. It was like night and day difference. But my wife is right. After that concert, it was awesome.
Oh yeah, let's just. It's more. Let's,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If you Google Garth Brooks stage setup,
yeah, you can see the round.
At when the whole stage is on hydraulics. We did not know that.
Yeah.
The whole stage is on hydraulics and conveyor.
Wait, wait. Are we spoiling this for people who are going to see the show?
Whatever. Yeah. It's more to it than what we're saying. But listen, the whole stage is covered in lights and conveyor belts and hydraulics. So he didn't touch the hydraulics or the lights or the lifts. None of that during the show. The encore, when that came on, all the lights on the stage came on. The stage rose up in the air. And he has a drummer and look like a hamster wheel type thing.
It's yeah.
Like a, you know those lotto balls back in the day?
That's pretty much what it looked like.
The bingo drum.
Yes.
He has his drummer in one of those. A big, giant one of those. And when they sung that I forgot what song it was. The whole thing rose up him.
The fire. He started the fire.
The part Garth Brooks was on turned into a conveyor belt. The drummer and all everybody else's parts of the platforms rose up in the air. The drummer's thing started spinning around and it was lit up. It was the most phenomenal staging I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, we are selling this concert because you gotta go. I've been
to a lot of concerts.
I've been to a lot of concerts.
And this is like the best concert I've ever
You're
been to.
In the top 10, Garth.
Even if you do not, if you claim to not like country music, whatever.
Hey, it's not.
It's worth going to see just
you gotta
to see the
see
show.
It, man.
It's
it,
a wonderful
it was,
show.
It was.
Thank you to Garth Brooks for looking out for upgrading our tickets. We truly appreciate it.
You know
that.
What's interesting? About this whole thing, if he did this as a goof because no one's going to believe our story, good work, man. Good work, because it's hard to tell people what just happened. So, what we're going to do, we're gonna stop this podcast right now, and you know what? We're gonna play People Loving People from Man Against the Machine, we're gonna close this thing out, so let's play it right now and we'll just jump right into it.
Doctor, you ain't got a pill for whatever's making this world ill. You can't get forgiveness at the store, and peace it's a politician's war. You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people loving people. That's the enemy of everything, it's evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of a need up. It's just people loving people. Whoa, 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 whoa. Words aren't what they seem to be. Talk is cheap and lies. We fear what we don't understand, and we've been scared since time began. All the colors and the cultures circle around us on a spin. It's a complicated riddle, but the solution is so simple. It's people loving people. That's the enemy of everything. It's evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of a needle. It's just people loving people. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can call it all the kings and queens and those behind the curtain. See, one can't make a difference in a world so full of hurt. But I believe the remedy starts right here with you and me. People loving people, that's the enemy of everything, it's evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of the needle. It's just people loving people. It's just people loving people. Whoa, whoa. just people loving people.
And there you have it, a song may or may not be dedicated to me at that concert. I'm just saying, he pointed at me pretty tough. But we got to get out of here. We understand this podcast is running a little bit longer than usual. But, Matt, thank you for taking part of our weekend. If anything, you can get us. Matt, dude, seriously, go to garthbrooks.com. Go to this concert. You got to see it for yourself. It, like, if there was ever a return of a legend to let, essentially to let you know he still got it, this is that concert. But for anything related to the podcast, Just Talk with Sam podcast, please go to samshownation.com. You can hit us up on Instagram, Just Talk with Sam, Facebook, Just Talk with Sam. You can catch us on our own individual social medias. I am at samshow11, and you are on Twitter at
iHeartTashaMac.
And you can get all of that from the podcast page. I would like to apologize to next week's guest, mainly because I really, really, and this is me, this is the tire, I know who my next guest is. I just don't know how the hell you're gonna follow this. Just be yourself, kick in some good stuff. We had a great weekend.
Yes, we did.
And me personally, I don't want this feeling to end. I want this tire feeling to end. I just don't want this feeling to end. So what we're going to do, we'll slow it down. We're going to close it with the song Mom. Mainly, that's been the hit, and that's been what he's been doing. And ironically enough, that's what he closed the show with.
Okay.
You know, a couple hours ago. So we'll close our podcast with Mom. Please get the album Man Against the Machine. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it personally. You get it on Ghost Tunes. You get it at garthbrooks.net. Ghost Tunes, we didn't even really get into Ghost Tunes. That's a whole podcast in itself. Ghost Tunes is a thing that he's pushing for artists to have a little bit more control of their music. So please take a look at that at garthbrooks.com. I'm totally behind it. You get this album, Ghost Tunes. Maybe you just want a single. Maybe you just want whatever. Get at Ghost Tunes Music. And we're going to close it out with the song Mom. Please get the album Man Against the Machine, Amazon, or garthbrooks.com. I will see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.
Little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. From here it looks like a little blue ball, but that's a great big place and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to? God said, old child, of course I do. If there's somebody special waiting for you, so hush now, baby, don't you cry, 'cause there's someone down there waiting who's only goal in life, making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go meet your mom. You'll never have a better friend, warmer touch to tuck you in. She'll kiss your bruises, your bumps and scrapes, and anytime you hurt, her heart's gonna break. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go meet your mom. Now when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and life and dream. And she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, little baby, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom.